Welcome to Duluth Business Now, the official podcast of the Duluth Business Association. My name is Lisa Thompson, and I'm the president of the DBA and the moderator of today's show. The Duluth Business Association, formerly known as the Duluth Merchants Association, is a local business networking group that has been in existence since the 80s. Our purpose is to provide a social and professional environment for businesses to talk to other businesses. Our mission is to connect our members with each other and the Duluth community. Although we are located in Duluth, we also have members from nearby areas including Suwanee, Johns Creek, Sugar Hill, Lawrenceville, and Norcross. We are excited to be here recording our brand new podcast series, Duluth Business Now, with Business Radio X. We are broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio inside the fabulous Gath South Convention Center. Duluth Business Now is a member-sponsored organization by Crosspoint Realty, Knick Knack Products Group, Profound Wellness, Lily's Boutique, Rainbow Village, Home Access Mortgage, Gwentage Wine Bar, and Morsels Catering. The title of our show is The Network Meeting. Get results every time. As I was interviewing our panelists for this event, I became aware of how I have become complacent in many of my own networking habits, and to my surprise, heard some great ideas that I'm already incorporating into my meetings. We hope you will find the same true for your meetings. Joining us today are Holly Norman from Chris Alex Real Estate Group, Cherise Excel from Home Access Mortgage, Melissa Gunderson from Morsels Catering, and Arena Preston from Profound Wellness. All of our panelists today are DBA members, and each one brings their unique experience and perspective to our discussion. But before we begin, I'd like each of you to briefly introduce yourselves and tell us about what you do and a brief description of your services.
Hi, I'm Cherise Excel. I'm with Home Access Mortgage, which is a dedicated wholesale broker focused on helping individuals achieve their home ownership dreams. Whether you're a first-time home buyer looking to purchase a new home or someone seeking to refinance your current mortgage to manage those debts and other expenses, we're here to support you. We recognize that every home is unique and every individual seeking it as well. So our team works closely with the borrowers to find the best program tailored to their specific needs. We are Home Access Mortgage, exceeding your expectations.
Hi, I am Holly Norman, founder of Chris Alex Real Estate. We are a collaborative group of agents in residential real estate. We shine at negotiations, communication, pricing strategies, and preparing your home for market.
My name is Arena, owner of Profound Wellness here in Duluth, Georgia. We provide medical massage through therapists who each have years of medical training. We assist people of any age or demographic with aches and pains. We work mostly with people suffering from pain due to a chronic illness, surgery, or after an accident. You can find more information about us on my website, which is at pwtherapies.com.
Hi, I'm Melissa Gunderson with Morsels by Melissa Catering. Based in Duluth, we've been around in the area for a good 20 years, and we cater to family, friends, colleagues, anyone getting together to have a great meal and great conversation. I am the chef and owner of the company, and everything you eat is something that I cook just for you. So I look forward to helping you with anything that you have as far as family get-togethers, anniversaries, birthdays, corporate events, cocktail receptions, plated dinners, and great buffets. Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us today. So Holly, what motivates you to come to a DBA meeting, and how do you determine what you want to get out of that meeting? How do you determine your intention?
So anytime I attend a networking event, I actually set an intention before I go. It is typically to meet three new people that I think would be good for my clients. So I'm very particular about who I want to meet, and I seek those people out, connect with them. I'm not trying to do a one-on-one with them. I just want to make that connection, and then I follow up with them after the meeting.
Wonderful. Charisse, how do you answer that question?
Well, when I first attended Duluth Business Association, that meeting, the first meeting, is because I live in Duluth and I wanted to meet like-minded individuals that have a business and that who I could build a relationship with, being as a mortgage lender. So that's why I went. So when I go to a meeting, I'm always trying to engage and learn about their business. It's not so much, like Holly just said, a one-on-one, but just to be interested, to find out about them. And that's part of the networking process. So that's what I do.
For me, I've just found my lot in life to help anybody and everybody that I can. So I try to reach out to anybody that I look for people that have certain body postures that are kind of a note to me as to what they need in their life. And I want to help as many people as I can and connecting in any way that I can.
So do you look at all of our bodies and determine who you're going to talk to?
We're all sitting up straighter now.
It's kind of a gift and a curse because it's like it's something I really have to try hard to turn off sometimes.
So be standing up straight because Arena is watching.
Yes.
That's right.
That's a good idea.
I'll just reach out to you later and have you come into the office.
Melissa, how about you?
I joined DBA because I wanted to get to know the community better. I am based in Duluth, and so going to the meetings, I basically just start talking about food, and then people jump in the conversation. I would say it's easy. It's not easy. That's why I'm networking. But people love to talk about food, and people love to talk about morsels, which is great. So when people have already had my food, it's great when they start talking about it.
So what motivated you to come to your first DBA meeting?
Well, I was a member of other networking groups in the area, and the first time I came to visit, it was because of you, Lisa. Mm-hmm. And I felt right at home. I knew a lot of people at that particular meeting, and a lot of my networking groups collided or crossed over into DBA. And I felt like it was a really good pool of people who had already enjoyed Morsels by Melissa and people who I could reach out and they could try it for the first time. And sure enough, I have increased my client base.
Terrific. So what I'm hearing you say is that we want to be intentional when we go to a meeting and really think about who we want to meet. I mean, there are other reasons to meet people. I mean, you could be wanting to meet somebody at a very specific company and you know they're part of this group, or you could be coming because a friend asked you to come with them. So all of those things are good reasons to go to a meeting and to be mindful of, you know, why you're there. So if you're there with your friend, you might be sticking by them and helping them talk to new people or introducing them to people that you already know. So Charisse, what are some of the things that we can do to prepare to be successful at our meeting in addition to, you know, figuring out who it is we want to talk to?
I think that being prepared, first of all, you have to have the right mindset. You're going into this meeting to meet others. And so doing, you don't want to be a salesperson. You just want to go up to them and you want to say hello. I can give an example of our recent meeting. There was a gentleman sitting by himself. And I don't like that because I feel bad because I know they're probably shy, you know. So I went up to him and engaged with him, didn't take his photo at first, and found out a little bit about him and who brought him. So then the preparation, as you mentioned early on, is just looking around and seeing, you know, how to engage with somebody or who needs to have that engagement to feel comfortable, because you want them to feel welcomed. You want them to feel like, oh, this is a nice place and I can meet other people and build relationships. So I did that with a gentleman that had talked to Michelle Parrish on the phone, never met her. And so we were talking, he told me that, and then I went and got Michelle Parrish and said, hey, Michelle, this is a gentleman you spoke to, and then they were able to have a conversation. So you're trying to connect people. You know, that's kind of the preparation, is that how can I connect as I talk with people?
Excellent. What else do we want to be thinking about before we go to the meeting? Mm-hmm. Like, what are we going to say when we start to tell somebody about our business? What are some guidelines you could give our listeners? Well, in terms of the talk,
I always wear green, so that's my brand. So they're going to remember me because of the green. I think of something funny or interesting that happened in my business the week prior or the month prior. And then when I meet somebody I want to talk to, I look around the room and I see somebody interesting and I start up a conversation. And then I say, what's going on in your industry right now? Anything interesting? And then if they ask me the same thing, I have something in my back pocket to talk about. And that's how I like conversation. So DBA is different than a lot of other networking places where they stand up and give a 30-second speech about their business. They're called elevator speeches. And I work better with conversation. And that's why I really love Duluth Business Association, because it's all about conversation and not just giving your 30-second elevator speech.
Which you definitely want in your back pocket, but you also want like a 10-second snippet. Like when you're meeting somebody new, you want to be able to say, this is who I am, this is what I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then turn it around and immediately ask. Because people feel more inclined to share and connect when you ask them about what they do.
Right.
Over just sharing what you do. And
right. And most definitely. I think I like what you said about DBA is a bit different. You know,
absolutely.
It's not just getting up and saying hi, da-da-da-da-da. It's also about just engaging. And that's how you build those relationships.
And you always want to leave them with a thought of your business and who you are.
Right.
And giving them something to remember you by is very important. It's part of the strategy of going to networking events.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think you want to have enough of a conversation that you're engaging and memorable, but you don't want to overwhelm someone in conversation, right? You don't want to take 15, 20 minutes of their time if they want to meet other people. So you got to be aware of that also when you're engaging with people for the first time.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
So that's really great. So I heard you say that you really need to share conversations. Mm-hmm. If you desire a longer conversation, then you can call them up for coffee. You can do a meeting
for a one-on-one
outside the meeting or a meeting after the meeting, right? So that everyone has that opportunity to talk to as many people as possible, sort of get their game on, you know, get meeting more than one person. So that's a big thing that, you know, is hard to do. And we'll talk about that more in just a minute. At this moment, we're going to take a break and hear from some of our members who are sponsoring this program.
Hi, it's Michelle Parrish with Crosspoint Realty. We are your full-service real estate experts for residential and commercial properties in Georgia. Buying or selling? We're here to help. From entry-level homes to luxury estates, our realtors have the knowledge, expertise, and network to make it happen. CrosspointRealty.com. That's Crosspoint with an E, realty.com. Or give us a call at 404-452-5881.
In the heart of historic downtown Duluth, Gwen Taj Wine Bar is more than just a wine bar. They create a place where all are welcome to gather, celebrate, and learn about wine. No matter what the calendar says, they believe that every day is a celebration, so bubbles are always on the menu. At Gwen Taj, there's just one requirement: must love wine. With a friendly, knowledgeable staff and a menu of fresh, seasonal small plates, Gwen Taj Wine Bar is the ideal space to unwind and savor a well-chosen glass of wine.
Embark on a patriotic journey with Knick Knack Group, a veteran-owned and operated business committed to honoring our heroes and preserving their legacy through gifts. Every product tells a story of honor, resilience, valor, and sacrifice of those who have served. Explore our collection at knickknackgroup.com, where we honor our brave first responders, servicemen and women, preserving the legacy of those who have served one item at a time. That's knickknackgroup.com.
Searching for a mortgage company that goes above and beyond for its customers? Look no further than Home Access Mortgage. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, trust Home Access Mortgage to provide personalized solutions with a commitment to excellence. For more information, call Sharice Excel at 404-256-0555.
Information available through NMLS Consumer Access SN is derived from NMLS, the Financial Services Industry's online registration and licensing database. NMLS was created by the Conference of State Bank Supervisors and American Association of Residential Mortgage Regulators and is owned and operated by the State Regulatory Registry, LLC, a wholly owned subsidiary of CSBS. For more information, visit the NMLS Resource Center or the NMLS Federal Registry Resource Center websites. Home Access Mortgage, NMLS number 149980.
Welcome back to Duluth Business Now, the official podcast of the Duluth Business Association. I'm Lisa Thompson, 2024 president of the Duluth Business Association, and we're talking about how to get more results in our network meetings. Our guests today are Holly Norman from Chris Alex Real Estate Group, Charisse Excel from Home Access Mortgage, Melissa Gunderson from Morsels Catering, and Arena Preston from Profound Wellness. So we've been talking about, you know, some overall concepts about how to, you know, you want to have intention, you want to be looking for the people that you want to meet. And so how do I approach, I mean, it's great when you go and you know a lot of people, that's easy. You just go to the people you know and you ask them to introduce you to other people, that's easy. But when you go to a group and you're kind of like, you're like the new person on the block and you don't know anybody, so how do I approach these people? I'm kind of afraid to talk to people. So can you give me some suggestions about how I can make that easier on myself and them? What are some good opening lines or good ways to start a conversation?
Going to these meetings, you definitely want to make sure that you're dressed professionally, appropriately, presentably. But I always scan the room and try to find something that catches my eye, whether it be somebody's hair is absolutely beautiful, perfect makeup, their outfit is really cute or something like that, and I'll comment on that. Or if somebody has a delicious looking plate of food, I will also
Where did
you get that?
Where's the buffet?
That's good. Anyone else?
Yeah, I mean, I think open body language, right? So if you look around the room and you find people who maybe talking to others, but it's not a closed group. They haven't formed a circle, right? There's open. You can insert yourself and say, "Hey, I'm Holly. What's your name?" Right? Just what's your name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I haven't seen you around. This is your first time here.
Yes.
Yeah. What is your business? You know.
Right. Exactly. So, and I think the conversation just comes because to Melissa's point, DBA is very much a conversational group. It is not kind of this plastic, here's your 30 seconds, get up, get down, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody's just worried about their 30 seconds. We really are engaged with each other and trying to create relationships, and it takes time to do it, but it all starts with, you know, hi, my name is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a business organization, mm-hmm. right? It's mm-hmm. not like you're going to a social club where the mm-hmm. opening question by, hey, did you see the, you know, Georgia game last night, whatever, the Bulldogs or whatever.
No, you kind of want to stay on point.
Stay on point. So it's a no-brainer question, you know, what business are you in or what is your business? And then, you know, what motivated you to come to this meeting is another good icebreaker, so that you can just kind of start with something easy. And mm-hmm. something common that everybody can relate to. And if you see somebody struggling with talking about their business, it's okay. You can help them out. Ask another question. You know, ask a simpler question mm-hmm. or a question that might help them direct their conversation. And like you said, common ground. Sometimes, you know, if it's comes up, you might ask them where they're from or what area of town do they do business in. So you might be thinking about, like, what information would help me discern where I want to proceed with this person I'm meeting. If they're down in Peachtree City, that's out of my target area, mm-hmm. right? Because my target area is Duluth. But if I had an online business, then being in Peachtree City wouldn't be an issue at all, right? So,
well, that's correct. But the other thing as well is once you get to know all of these other people in the group, I may meet somebody that maybe is not a fit for my business, but maybe it's a fit for Arena, or maybe it's a fit mm-hmm. for Melissa. Or Charisse, if it's a fit for me, it's a fit for you.
That's for sure.
Don't you love that?
She is not introducing anybody to you.
I am introducing people to her, for sure.
I love that. Two for one.
But you can always make that introduction, right? Yes. Like, maybe it's not a fit for us, but hey, you really should meet Melissa. Right. And then you take them over and introduce mm-hmm. them and let that conversation start.
Right.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
So as we're moving forward in this meeting, so what do we want to take home other than getting, you know, two or three people and having some conversations? What other kinds of things are going to make an impact on the people that we're with? I mean, Marina made the point earlier, you know, that she's looking at bodies, and is she the only one that's checking out the group, or
Or do you? We're all checking out the group.
Right, but I mean, someone is going to be looking at you at all times. Somebody has got their eyes on you. What do you want them to see?
Well, I think that we brought this up before when we were just talking amongst ourselves. How you present yourself is that first conversation. Like, this is your brand. They're going to always see that she's in green. You know, you're in medical because this is what you're dressed as. You know, I think it's so important and it's so polite to dress for the occasion. You know, we are a business, it's fun, but we're a business association. So we are trying to, our first advertisement is how we're dressed, how we look. So I think that's very important to note when you're going, if you're going to your first networking, you don't know what you're doing, oh my gosh, put on the right clothes that say, this is who I am. That's the first conversation everybody has with you, is how you are dressed. And then it goes from there. Does that make sense?
Right. It's an icebreaker.
Yes, I think so. People say, oh, I love that green. And I notice it goes with everything you have on. Is that your brand? Is that the way you have green earrings? You've got a green top. You've got green shoes. I mean, is that you got green hair? Is that why?
She does not have green hair.
Just kidding.
When I was new to Duluth, I'd wear a chef jacket. And it's actually a bright green chef jacket. And so it was a double whammy kind of thing where they knew, oh, she's a chef, you know. Yes. And then as people got to know me, then I just went to wearing green. But I think that, you know, there was another guy that was in a networking group I was with, and he was in the carpet industry. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you advertise carpet industry? I mean, he wore his business shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A nice collared golf shirt, you know, with his business plastered all over it. The other night I wore my t-shirt for Morsels and that is advertising. Okay. So that, then you don't even have to open your mouth.
Right.
So think about doing that. If you're not a great conversationalist, if you're a little shy, if all you're going to do is stand there and drink your beer or your tea or whatever, you know, and you can just turn around every once in a while and everybody sees
your
advertising. So yeah. So I just think it's very important to leave them something to remember you by.
Right.
We've talked about getting into the conversation, you know, keeping our body language open so we're not, you know, cutting off people who potentially might want to talk to us or talk to other people. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about how to make the icebreaker and start that conversation. So what happens when you are talking with someone who isn't giving you an opportunity to enter the conversation? And you're being a good listener. Very important is to listen, because you're going to hear a lot of things that you can use. But when that goes on for 5 to 7 minutes, how do I get out of that? How do I gracefully exit? Any ideas?
As you're listening to someone and they're talking about their business, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking of other members. Mm-hmm. And how, like we were talking about connections.
Right.
I'm thinking, oh, they're looking for a house. I'm going to be looking for my real estate buddies, you know, or they're looking for a caterer. Well, I know a couple more members that are caterers.
Okay.
And so I first talk, oh, well, if you need a caterer, here I am. But I'm looking for those connections, and that's part about being on the board, too, is that you're looking to make other people connected. So, if I am trapped in a conversation and I don't think that this is the right business opportunity for me, there's Holly Norman. You're looking for a house? Let me introduce you to her. Yeah. And I think you said you did that the other night or something. And I just think that that's the best way to get out of the conversation. Mm-hmm. But also, you could say, it's been really great meeting you, but I see somebody over there I've been meaning to speak to, so I'm gonna leave you, and I bet you should go talk to Holly, you know, or whatever.
Or if they're having a hard time leaving the conversation, well, here's my business card. I would love to continue this conversation. Let's have a one-on-one.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Right. That's a great segue, too, because you can end up in very long conversations with people that you really do want to connect with and learn more about, but you don't want to take your whole meeting to just connect with that one person, right? So for me, I want to hit my three, but then I also have relationships with a lot of other people that are in that room already. So I want to go and talk to all of you right? And, and connect more in that environment as well. So there's a lot to get done in an hour and a half meeting.
And sometimes it's an acknowledgement that, like, okay, you understand they've latched onto you. They won't stop talking. But maybe it's because they're shy.
That could be.
And they felt comfortable with you, which is a really great thing for you.
Right.
But it's really important to kind of help them along.
And, Arena, you brought up giving your card. That was an appropriate way to give your card. And then if someone asks, can I get your business card? I'd love to contact you later. But also, I've seen new members in networking groups that just bring a big stack of cards, and they say, here's my card, here's my card, here's my card, here's my
card. That's not what we're doing.
Without actually connecting.
That is not what you should do.
No.
That is
not to connect.
That's giving somebody their card, and then they're going to just throw it in the trash or put it at the side of their computer and forget about you.
Well, that's more transactional. So, that's not really that relationship.
There's no memory.
No.
Right.
I'm
no
the
connection.
Luckiest of all of you because I'm the photographer, so I say, it's been great talking with you, and I hope to continue the conversation, but I do have to take some photographs of the meeting. And then, like I did the other day with Michelle, I went ahead and introduced the gentleman, please forgive me, I can't remember his first name, to Michelle, and then I was gracefully able to say, I'll be back to take your photo.
She does that with us.
You
She's
have an
like,
easy
hey, I gotta go. I can't keep talking to you.
And while we're talking about meeting new people, it's also important. I mean, we're just making the assumption that if you like the group, you're going to go back because it's very difficult to build a relationship in, you know, one visit.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not likely that you're going to go in. And it's, sometimes I feel like people are looking for that, especially new business. They're like, well, I'll just go to this meeting and I'll get five people that want to buy my service.
No.
But they don't know who you are. So one of the things we haven't talked about is what's the difference between going in and handing somebody your business card and saying, this is what I do, call me when you need window service or call me when you need this, as opposed to how do you get from that to where somebody's actually going to call you? We're talking about credibility and how you achieve credibility and trust. People do business that they with people they know and people they trust.
Yeah.
And that's important. Mm-hmm. So how do you establish that? How do we make that happen with people?
Well, it doesn't happen at the first meeting. You have to understand that when you're networking. It's going to take time. And I do stress a lot about building relationships. You know, Holly and I, we met, I don't know, 2 years ago maybe?
Yeah, I think it's been 2 years.
You know,
how many one-on-ones have we had?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
so, you know, so it takes time to build that relationship. We now work together with our clients and we're building our relationship. But it doesn't happen in the one meeting. If, you know, you have to be... I don't want to say dedicated commitment because it sounds like, oh my
intentional.
Gosh. But you have to be.
Yeah, that's a good word, intentional.
Intentional is a very good word because you've got to realize that intentionally I'm trying to build these relationships. I'm trying to get to know people to create a good business relationship and hopefully eventually a good friendship because, like you said, people want to work with people that they like, but it takes a while to get to know you, I think.
You know, and the other thing that's going to happen, the other reason to continue your threads, to choose people that either that can help you in your business or can actually do business with you, is because those people that you know are going to bring other opportunities to you. It's just going to happen as a natural course of getting to know them and beginning to be in their presence. And what you're really trying to do here is to place yourself in other people's networks so that you get to meet more people, know more people, and have more opportunity to build these relationships and therefore get more clients and make more money.
Well, that's why relational business versus transactional business is
so
key. It is so much better. Much better, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody calls me up, what just happened, right? I have a friend that's having a surgery. She's not going to be able to take, you know, make meals for her family for quite a few days.
Ta-da.
So we called up Melissa and said, hey, will you go and make some meals for our friend and deliver them? And she's got it all taken care of and it's all happening. My friend doesn't even know it's coming, but... That's huge, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a big relief for us as her friend that this is going to happen for her. And, you know, you're so kind to do it and deliver it. But if I wasn't
a
DBA,
are paying me.
Well, I am, yes. I am paying.
I am very kind, however.
I am paying. But I do believe I might be a little bit outside your delivery zone, so I appreciate that. But I would not have had this relationship with you had it not been for DBA.
That's right.
Right? And I didn't develop that relationship on day one.
That's right.
And you never know when those connections are going to click.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Somebody meets you 2 months prior, and then something comes up in conversation with someone else, and then they go, oh, I know somebody. Mm-hmm. I've got somebody for you.
That's
how
right.
it works.
Yeah, excellent. Absolutely. Excellent. I agree completely. And remember that as you're going to meetings, you always want to make sure you at least say hello to the people you do know.
Yes.
So you want to keep reinforcing those good relationships.
That's right.
And reconnect. One more point about not knowing where these relationships are going. You know, when you need something, like you need somebody, let's say we didn't have Melissa in our group, but let's say we didn't have a caterer.
Right.
I might be able to call up Holly Norman or Charisse or Raina and say, can you recommend a good caterer?
That's right.
Can you tell me who you use? And we can do that with every single service. So it's really, and also, because you trust this person. I met, Holly brought in her attorney friend with her to our meeting on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. And I told him I wanted to have a meeting and talk to him about, you know, upgrading my will. And he says, oh, but you don't know me. And I said, that's fine. Holly does. And I trust Holly,
that's
completely.
That's exactly how
it works in terms of building, you know, and that helps build my credibility because Holly's such a great, has a great reputation and knows all these people. So it instantly gives me credibility as well.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
It's the way to go.
Okay, let's take one final break and hear from a few more of our members who are sponsoring this program.
Are you ready to elevate your style and self-care? We have you covered at Lily's Boutique, your go-to destination for sophisticated women's apparel, trendy accessories, gifts for every occasion, and luxurious natural skincare. Our soaps and candles are made in-house with all natural ingredients and essential oils. With two locations, downtown Sugar Hill and historic downtown Duluth, indulge in the ultimate shopping experience or visit lilies80.com. That's LILLIES80.com.
Morsels by Melissa can cater any event that you are planning. They cater weddings, corporate events, private parties. They offer plated dinners and even cooking classes for team building, or maybe just some fun with friends. Morsels by Melissa offers family meals for each month. You can enjoy them fresh or freeze them for later. Whatever the occasion, Morsels by Melissa is sure to provide scrumptious morsels for your friends, family, and colleagues. Contact Melissa Gunderson at morselsbymelissa.com.
It's easier to maintain your health than it is to repair it. Profound Wellness in Duluth can help with both. Their medically trained professionals use massage therapy to assist you with reducing stress, enhancing your health, maintenance, and recovery. Their intention is to provide a therapeutic massage for your individual needs, as well as support you as you make changes to increase your health, happiness, and well-being. Call Profound Wellness at 470-323-7665 to heal, recover, and rejuvenate.
Everyone deserves a safe space to rest their heads and raise a family. Yet with job layoffs, mounting medical bills, or the death of a spouse, home insecurity can happen to anyone. Sadly, the numbers are rising. Since 1991, one organization has sought to change that. Rainbow Village brings help, hope, housing, and healing to families experiencing homelessness, guiding families to stability and self-sufficiency. The nonprofit relies on your support. Please donate or volunteer at rainbowvillage.org.
Once again, welcome back. Moving forward in this final section of our podcast today, I'd like you to consider giving us a story from your experience in DBA about specific relationships or opportunities, other opportunities that you have, you know, received or have come about as a part of your relationship with DBA and DBA members. And also in the same vein, you know, what do you want to leave our listeners with in terms of moving forward in their networking events?
Well, I think for me, one of the most impactful moments for being at DBA, a member of DBA, is that over the course of time, you know, I'm in the mortgage business and I meet real estate agents all the time. But because of the time that I get to do one-on-ones with Holly and a couple other real estate agents, I was able to figure out who I can best work with and who would work best with me. And in so doing, you know, we do business together, Holly and I do. And that's because of the connection of building that relationship with people at the DBA. It does take time. And I think that's very important for people to understand when you're networking. Also, because I am the photographer of our little monthly meetings, not little, but our monthly meetings. One of the members from Rainbow Village, you know, she's like, I like your photos. Do you mind taking the photos at our monthly, I think it's quarterly, Women's Circle meetings? And so because of DBA, now I get to kind of expand my hobby into other groups.
It was an opportunity for you.
Really. It's
and start it's, with DBA and move on.
It started with DBA, but it also goes back to taking that time to build relationships, because I've been with DBA, I think, almost four years now. So I think that's what I would want to leave with someone, is that understand that you're going to take time to build a relationship. It's sort of like dating. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't get married. Mm-hmm. You date. And you get to know that person. And then you decide. You know what I mean? So yeah. That's what I would do.
So one of the members of DBA is Spectrum. Mm-hmm. And they have hired me to do a couple of events. And I've donated things to their fundraisers. But really cool connection is that Laura Vladek, who is the development director there, she not only has hired me for events, but she also has bought my family meals, which are my prepared meals. And so then she told a friend, her friend ordered the food from me for the family meals. And then she was on the committee at the Duluth High School anniversary event, and she thought of me. So it's like, you know, she tells two friends, she tells two friends, she tells, you know. And so that's how it works. And that was a very successful story for me. And then also with the fundraising at Spectrum, I've gotten clients from the silent auction and things like that. So it's a great family here at Duluth Business Association. Mm.
I've kind of done the same thing. I've donated a few like free massages to some of their events and stuff. And those people who won the massages have now become like regular clients. And it's wonderful to see people in their path to recovery. And I've had other people who have had like surgery that from the DBA, that going from post-surgery to actually being able to move and hike and run again.
Yeah.
It's, mm-hmm. it's wonderful to be a part of those transitions.
So I formed a lot of new relationships. So, of course, Charisse and I do business together. We got to know each other. I mean, I have a specialty in divorce. She has a specialty in divorce lending. So that was something that we connected on and still connect on to this day, right? We do a lot with that. But also, Lisa, you and I have become great friends. Melissa, you and I are doing business. Arena's the best. I used to go to this other person. I called her Brenda's House of Pain because it was so hurtful.
Oh, no.
And now I get the best massages ever. They're just incredible. So you just get to know these people. Michelle and I, right? So she's another realtor in the group. So is Gina. These are my friends, right? They're not competitors. They're friends. We help each other out. Me and Michelle were just texting about photographers last week, right? You share resources, you share your skill sets, and we're all better for it. So I think in relationships, if you go in with the right mindset, which is I'm here to build friendships and relationships, not transactions, mm-hmm. you get so much more out of it, and
Absolutely.
They get so much more out of it. Mm-hmm. And it, to me, it all goes back to mindset. You have to have the right mindset to be successful in networking. And if you do it the right way, you gain so much. You gain business, of course.
Absolutely.
You definitely gain business. Yeah. But you gain relationships as well. And that's key.
That lasts a lot longer
it does.
Down the road.
It does. Mm-hmm. And like Melissa says, it multiplies your business. It's not just that one person. It's everyone that they know, speaking to your point too, Lisa, right? It's their network. We all have our own individual networks. Mm-hmm. So you end up inserting yourselves into all of these other networks because of those relationships. And that doesn't form with, here's my business card. See you later. Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. I've passed out 30 business cards. Look at me. I've done my part. That's not doing your part.
Right. Right, exactly. So one of the reasons that DBA is such a great organization is because we generally only have about 40 to 50 people in a meeting, mm-hmm. right? It's mm-hmm. not 150, mm-hmm. which can seem really overwhelming, mm-hmm. even to me, who's been, you know, networking for about 7 years now. I always kind of go into screensaver mode when there's 150 people in the room. Like, it's just harder for me to hone in on who I want to talk, especially if I don't know them all. Right, or don't know a lot of them. But here at DBA, it's 45 to 50 people, so it's much more intimate. It's much more friendly. I think we do a great job of and have been practicing these very concepts, you know, greeting all of our guests and members and making sure that they feel comfortable and welcome and walking the walk. It's not just a podcast. We're walking the walk. So as we move forward, I want to be sure and let you know that all the participants, including Mike Salmon, are all members of the DBA. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're doing these podcasts is to help our members, you know, move up in their businesses and to be successful. I mean, we're a business organization.
Make those connections.
Right, to make those connections and to elevate their businesses. That's what business organizations do, right? So I want you to remember that all since we're all members, we're in the member directory on our website, and you can actually look us up. If you have more questions or you want to have another conversation with Cherise Excel or Holly Norman or Raina Preston or Melissa Gunderson, you just email us and we'll get you in touch with them. No problem. That's why we're here. In closing, the DBA meets every second Tuesday of each month in a different location. And if you're interested in attending one of our meetings, please email us at duluthbusiness@gmail.com or visit our website at duluthbusiness.org. I want to thank all of our panelists today, and also a special thanks to Mike Salmon, who is the inspiration for this podcast, and it is he who is our producer and makes us sound really, really good. And we thank him for that. This has been Duluth Business Now, the official podcast of the Duluth Business Association. Again, we want to thank our members who are sponsoring this series: Crosspoint Realty, Knick Knack Products Group, Profound Wellness, Lily's Boutique, Rainbow Village, Home Access Mortgage, Gwentage Wine Bar, and Morsels Catering. Until next time, I'm Lisa Thompson, and this has been Duluth Business Now on Business Radio X.